USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine a day after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people and hurt more than 100 at a train station. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. There were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Number 10 Downing Street said the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a crash Saturday morning. He was struck by a vehicle in Florida where he was training with teammates. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington Commanders. Actor Will Smith has been banned for 10 years from the Oscars and other activities of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The punishment comes after he slapped comedian Chris Rock following a joke at the expense of wife and fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. The Academy said in a statement that the Oscars were meant to be a celebration, but was overshadowed by Smith's unacceptable and harmful behavior. Smith says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. Wall Street had its first losing week in about a month. For the week, the Dow fell 97 points, the Nasdaq down 551 points, a 4% loss, the S&P 500 was off 58. Year to date, all of the major indexes remain down. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Federal authorities are ready to put their foot down when it comes to unruly passengers in the friendly skies. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it wants to impose its largest ever fines on two airline passengers involved in violent incidents last summer. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of just under $82,000 against a passenger who struck a flight attendant on the head, tried to open a cabin door and headbutted and spit and tried to kick crew members and passengers even after she was placed in flexible handcuffs. The FAA also seeking a fine of just over $77,000 against a woman who tried to open a cabin door during a flight and bite another passenger repeatedly before she was restrained by the crew. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three people were killed following a robbery at a gun range in Grantfield, Georgia, southeast of Atlanta. The owner of Lock, Stock, and Barrel Shooting, along with his wife and grandson, were the victims. 40 weapons and a video camera were taken. State authorities are investigating, with the ATF called in due to the number of weapons stolen. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but the jury was deadlocked against the two alleged leaders. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty. 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. remain in custody. I'm Kenneth Burns.